Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
I just saw a video from golf. Let's talk golf, Josh. You know about golf, right?
Finally.
There was rumors swirling yesterday that Rory McIlroy was going to take $850 million in ownership stake in the LIV Tour and then take his butt over there. Rory is the most outspoken, I think, about his lack of need to go to the LIV Tour. He's softened some of his stances. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to begrudge you if you're going. That's his deal now. It's like, I'm not going to begrudge you if you're going to go. You know, still have respect for the guys, whatever. It's just not for me. It used to be like, what the hell? You know? And so yesterday it popped up that Rory was going to take just a boatload of money and go to the LIV Tour. He is now spoken at whatever PGA Tour event is going on starting today. Looks sunny. And he says that he will not do that. He doesn't know where the rumor started, and he will, quote, play the rest of his career on the PGA Tour.
Or what's left of it.
Drama's over. Or what's left of it. He'll be around for a while.
They're in the Dominican.
In the Dominican. That's sunny in the Dominican.
Yeah.
There you go. I called it, Josh. I knew they were in the Dominican.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. All right. Creighton and Nebraska baseball play tonight.
Probably.
I think probably. Once again, if they came out now and they were like, hey, game's banged, I'd be like, what? It's 12-10 and I literally don't see a single cloud in the sky right now.
They're coming.
But, you know, as we know, Lincoln is just west Omaha. And they get all the same weather that we do.
Just got to get past Big Lake.
So I think it'll be really tense. And we'll see how Nebraska responds to that. They need the game. Creighton needs the game. Both teams have lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Creighton has dominated the series. They've won 5 out of 6. They've won 9 out of 11. There will be pitchers. There might be rain. There will definitely be wackiness if indeed it is played tonight. And I just have one thing to say about the game. All right. About the reaction to the game?
One big thing
for me, not Scott Van Pelt. I'd say that it's pretty tacky when Creighton beats Nebraska and then Nebraska fans all say, well, look, celebrate like you've been there before. Why are you celebrating like it's your World Series? And my response, like, this is just generally, right? This is for everybody who responds this way when, I don't know who you view, little brother, big brother, like whatever you want to do. But Creighton is happy that they have won the baseball game. It's a rivalry game. Everybody admits that it's a rivalry game. Nebraska admits that it's a rivalry game. They want to beat Creighton. And then Nebraska fans' response is, well, why are you celebrating like it's your World Series? Because everybody shook hands and came together at the beginning of this and said, Creighton and Nebraska don't like each other. They're rivals, whether it's in baseball or in basketball. So try winning the game. Don't be like, well, why are you celebrating like it's your World Series? It's a big game. Everyone just admitted that it was a big game. It's not just another game.
Just a midweek game.
Yeah, these two teams are 50 miles away from each other. They don't like each other. They have history together. They play in the wackiest games of all time.
Not a conference game. We're focused on conference season.
No, you're not. Because judging by the reaction of everybody else, literally any other time of the year, everybody's always thinking about what the other team is doing. Whether you're on the Creighton side or whether you're on the Nebraska side, there's always interest. So guess what? Win the game, and then you don't get to, like, Like, or lose and don't be weird afterwards. Like, you lost. It's okay. Yes, it's just a baseball game after all. But yeah, the team that wins is going to react accordingly because it is a big game. And everybody said that it was a big game. And it's a big game tonight.
Cue the Herm Edwards drop. You play to win the game.
To win the game. And then when you do win the game, you celebrate accordingly.
To the victor go the spoils.
That is how winning and losing works, Josh.
I don't know if Herm Edwards ever said that, but I mean, probably.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Somebody did once upon a time. So, yeah.
I like this take from you.
I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear after the game, if Creighton wins tonight, Nebraska people going, why are you celebrating like you won the World Series? What kind of program is that? We literally all agreed to the same terms. We've seen both of these teams play baseball now. If we're just talking about this year, they seem to be pretty close as far as talent is concerned, as far as the level of actual play between the two teams. They're both pretty good. If you don't want the other team to celebrate, and especially on your home field, then win. It's that easy. And so, yeah, I think there is some pressure on Nebraska tonight to win that game because you don't want to lose another season series to Creighton.
A little bit.
You just don't. Thomas writes in, TJ3.
Hello, TJ3.
On the Equitable Bank inbox, he says, Lincoln fans can only comment on how others celebrate because they can't celebrate squat. That's just what the text says.
Whoa.
That's what the inbox says. Here's Dion on YouTube.
I was wondering if you were going to find that.
I have said the word Nebraska, so Dion has received the bat signal.
Mm-hmm.
He says the following in the span of five separate comments. It's not a rivalry, and nobody but you cares. No, we don't. For God's sakes. We'd rather not play them. Radio people lying. Should we address each of those takes individually?
Oh, yeah, I think that would be fun.
Okay, here. So let's bring up the first one again, Josh. It's not a rivalry and nobody but you cares. I think we're going to disagree on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to disagree on this one.
Might just have to agree to disagree on that one.
I, judging off of every piece of history that we've ever had of these two schools meeting each other in any sport,
mm-hmm.
Nebraska does not like Creighton, and Creighton does not like Nebraska.
I would agree with that.
They are very close in proximity.
Mm-hmm.
They recruit the same people. Yes, they play in different conferences and everything like that. They're rivals. That's not a conversation. And then the second piece of the first take, nobody but you cares. Also not true. Maybe just my opinion. I think a lot of people care about when Creighton and Nebraska play each other. Yes, they are well-attended games. Take number two. No, we don't. I don't even know what that was a reaction to. Number three, for God's sakes. That just seems like a comment. We can skip through that one. We'd rather not play them. Okay, let's take this one seriously.
I bet you wouldn't.
Would Nebraska rather not play Creighton? Would you rather just go, I'm talking about baseball, basketball, whatever. Would you rather just go off into your own worlds and never cross paths?
No.
That is ridiculous to me.
That's
these cowardice. These games are so much fun. And guess what? The bad part about the games being fun and the bad part about it actually being a rivalry is unfortunately somebody has to lose. But somebody wins. Somebody gets bragging rights. Would you rather not play Iowa every year?
Oh, you gotta play Iowa.
You're gonna play Iowa, right? Even when Nebraska lost seven straight to Iowa in football? You're not sitting there as like, I'd just rather not play them. No, you would get them every single time you play them.
You want it more after you lost so many in a row. Remember when Wichita State was really good at basketball? I know we have to kind of go back
so
a long
much
ways.
Fun.
Remember when Wichita State was really good and Kansas wouldn't play them, and then they met in the tournament? That was fun.
That was fun. And then the final one from Dion, radio people lying. Yeah, he's been on this bit about radio people lying.
I feel like Dion might have been given some messages about the media.
Various things on the text line as far as reactions to Dion and reactions to Dion's takes. Jeff asks, are they rivals in football? No, they are not. As you are, I'm sure, well aware, Jeff Creighton does not have football.
Hmm.
They don't play that sport. So they are not, because it's not available for them to be rivals. If they did, they would. I pretty much guarantee you that. Here's Pedro.
Hi, Pedro.
Oh, wait. Okay, that seems like a random question. We'll hold that for a second. Alex and Lincoln.
TTYL, Pedro.
Yeah. Don't worry, Pedro. We'll get there. As a Nebraska fan, who cares what Dion thinks? Chris says on Twitter, Dion is so wrong. It is a rivalry. We want to play them and win, and we don't like them. It's not radio thing. Also, your take on butthurt Husker fans is spot on. Jeff says, put the rivalry question up in a poll. No, thank you. Nope.
Don't want to sift through those Menchies
today. Not today.
I'll just tell you it's a rivalry.
Not when it's connected. What? Because the reaction to that is, why is the Connor Hamper Show asking if Creighton and Nebraska is a rivalry?
Yeah. Are they stupid?
I don't want anyone to think that about me.
No.
Mustache Adam.
Hi, Mustache.
Tweets at Connor Hamper. Nebraska fan inferiority complex to Creighton is unbelievable. And then Brandon says, for the love of God, Dion, please get your own podcast and leave these nice guys alone.
Oh.
No. We like to have Dion's takes.
But
don't get mad at Dion.
But he called me nice.
That's true. But that doesn't mean we have to agree with everything that Brandon said. And then one more from TJ3 on the inbox here.
Hi, TJ3.
Seriously, how am I banned from YouTube and not Dion? TJ3, you're banned from YouTube? How did you get banned from YouTube? What could you have done?
Yeah, maybe in the afternoon you are, but I don't recall banning anyone.
I don't think Josh is a banner. I don't think.
I really try not to.
Josh does not ban people. You might get put in timeout for a couple weeks, but you're not going to get put in. You're not going down. We trust our listeners.
Yeah.
It's an open forum, but it takes a certain amount of trust, handshake meme. And we realize that you guys will be on your best behavior or close to it. And there will be no bannings. Unless you really cross a line. And then we'll say, hey, you really crossed a line. We're going to have to ban you. There will be communication. TJ3, you're not banned.
I know Nick's got a itchy ban finger.
Yeah. Likes to
It's problematic.
So to recap, Creighton and Nebraska, definitely a rivalry. But yes, the consequences are when you lose, the other team likes it. Because that means the other team has won. And so when they play each other, there's bragging rights and there's stakes. And these are the consequences of having a rival. It's very sad that the world has come to this, Josh. But yes, somebody has to win. And somebody has to lose.
Have they thought of just letting both teams win?
They have thought of that, actually.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. And they opted not to go that route?
They opted not to.
Okay. It would help both teams' RPIs if they got a win against the other.
It would help that. But no, unfortunately, in order for one of them to win, one of them has to lose. They can't both win. Or you could have it Dion's way. And then just have them never play each other, live in separate parts of the universe, and then everyone could be happy in their own worlds. But that's not fun.
But then
would to mix it up.
Would constantly wonder, hey, what would happen if Creighton played Nebraska?
That's exactly right. And then Nebraska fans could say, well, I think we know what would happen. And Creighton fans would say, well, I think we know what would happen. Mm-hmm. And once again, everybody, fairy dust, off in a fantasy world. Now, this is reality, baby. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And to the winners go the spoils, Josh.
That's right. Herm Edwards said that.
Herm Edwards. Among many. All right. We will return. Happy Portal Day, everybody.
Oh, finally.
We'll get
another
an update.
Portal Day is upon us.
On the portal and who's coming in, who's going out.
What sport is this?
This is football we're talking about. A sport that Creighton does not have sanctioned by the university. Interesting.
Interesting.
Scared. It's almost like they're running from something.
Uh-huh.
Back with that next on 1620 The Zone.